And may the peace of the Lord be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上讲向天父完全。
And this morning I would like to share on the topic of be perfect like the Heavenly Father.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以弗所书二章八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
新约的以弗所书二章八节。
And the New Testament.Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Verse 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
这里保罗讲到有关于我们得救的基本的原因是什么。
And here Paul mentions of the most fundamental reasons why we are saved.
我们本来是罪人。
Originally, we were sinners.
在神面前是不能得救的。
Before God, we cannot be saved.
但是因为神的恩典。
However, because of God's grace,
他救了我们。
He saved us.
所以我们自己没有什么好夸的。
Therefore, there's nothing that we should boast about.
我们得救是因为信心。
And we are saved through faith.
不是出于自己。
And that it is not of ourselves.
也是神所赐的，也不是出于行为。
And it is also, it is a gift of God, so it's not of our works.
但是有很多基督徒来看到这一节。
However, many Christians, when they read this verse,
他们就只看重这一节。
And they only put emphasis on this verse alone.
那我们得救，凭着信心就好了。
They say, for us to be saved, we only need faith.
心里相信，我们就得救了。
When we believe in our hearts, then we will be saved.
信了主之后，不需要什么追求什么行为。
After we believe in the Lord, there's no need for us to pursue after good deeds.
这种观念呢，就是偏差了。
And this type of mentality is wrong.
没有错，我们得救不是靠着行为来得救。
It is true that we are not saved because of works alone.
是完全靠着主耶稣的恩典。
It is all because of the grace of Jesus Christ.
但是这并不是说，当我们受洗了、得了圣灵之后呢，我们就什么都不用做。
However, it does not mean that after we are baptized and we receive the Holy Spirit, there's nothing else that we need to do.
我们不是靠行为得救。
We are not saved merely by our works alone.
但是我们也不能不追求好的行为。
However, it is crucial for us to still pursue after good works.
因为主耶稣这样讲。
Because this is what the Lord Jesus has taught us.
马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
四十八节。
Verse 48.
马太福音的五章四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 48.
四十八节。
Verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
48. Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
主耶稣给已经信主的人有一个目标。
Jesus Christ gave his followers this goal.
就是你要追求完全。
That is for them to pursue after perfection.
你没有办法马上完全。
Of course, you cannot be perfect right away.
但是至少你要追求完全。
However, the least that you can do is to pursue after being perfect.
信了主多久？
No matter how long you believe in the Lord.
应该就越来越靠近完全。
You should be closer and closer to perfection.
到最后要像天父一样。
In the end, you shall be like the Father, our Father in heaven.
就好像孩子们越长大越有爸爸的样子。
And just like a child, the more that he grows up, he'll have the image of his father.
有时候 baby 的时候还看不出来像爸爸还是像妈妈。
And they were still infants, you can't really tell if the child looks like the mom or the dad.
但是越长大了，那个爸爸那个样子就越出来。
However, the more the child grows, you'll see the face or the look of the father.
有人年老的时候，看自己年老的照片，跟他爸爸年老的时候的照片比起来，哦，好像是一样。
And some people, when they grew to a certain age, they look at their own pictures and refer back to the picture of their father, and they see a great resemblance.
越来越像。
And you'll be more and more like him.
所以主耶稣不会给我们一个做不到的目标。
Therefore, Jesus Christ will not give us a goal that we cannot obtain.
有人就说，我们怎么可能像天父完全？
Some people may ask, how is it possible for us to be perfect like our Heavenly Father?
我们都是人嘛，我们都是软弱的。
We are human beings, we are all weak.
用这个来做借口。
And they use this as an excuse.
信仰上不追求。
And because of this, they do not pursue in their faith.
信了几十年，还是跟当初一样。
And they believe for more than 10 years, and they are just the same as when they first believed.
这样子的话，就没有达到决策的要求。
And if that's the case, then they have not followed the requirement of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要追求完全。
Therefore, we must pursue after perfection.
早上我们来讲几方面要追求完全。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you the few different things.Different aspects that we should pursue after.
第一，我们在我们的言语、话语上要追求完全。
First, we should pursue after perfection in our speech.
我们看雅各书的第三章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 3.
第二节。
James, chapter 3, verse 2.
雅各书的三章的第二节。
James, chapter 3, verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在言语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
Verse 2, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body.
这里说什么叫完全人？
Here it describes what it means to be a perfect man.
不是要做很多善事，捐很多钱。把自己焚烧献奉贡献给别人那一种
It doesn't mean for you to burn yourself to offer to others and also to give much
也不是说你要把自己舍弃了去很多很多很多的圣功
It doesn't mean for you to sacrifice yourself and to do many holy works
这里说最重要的原完全的那个标准
Here tells us the principle of being perfect
就是在他言语话语上没有过失
That is if a man does not stumble in word
因为我们人每天都在讲话
Because as human beings we talk every day
我们常常讲错话
And we often speak the wrong words
讲那些不该讲的话
We speak of things that we should not have spoken
不适当的话
It's things that are inappropriate
讲了之后会后悔的话
Or we speak of words that we regret later
我们想想看有没有我们常常讲的话就会后悔
And let's think about whether we have spoken words that we regretted afterwards
讲太快了
We spoke too fast
有时候讲了出来好舒服了一阵子但是呢引起更大的困扰
Sometimes after we first spoke of those words we feel good however later it came many other different problems
你很想骂人的时候就骂骂完之后说哎，这个关系破裂了怎么修补呢修不回来呢
And when we want to yell at someone we did it first however in the end it broke our relationship and how should we repair that
有些时候你听到别人讲的话你就传出去了结果后来才发觉原来我传的是一个错误的谣言是一个谎言
And sometimes when we heard things from other people or gossip and we spread it around and later on we realized that it is a false information
所以我们没有犯什么大罪
So even though this is not a great sin
但是其实我们的舌头每天都让我们犯小罪
However we must understand that our tongue very often every day allows us to commit little sins
所以你要做完全人呢、啊圣经给我们一个标准。
Therefore, in order to become a perfect man, the Bible gives us this principle.
看你平常有没有控制、勒住你的舌头。
And the standard is for us to see whether or not we control our tongue every single day.
第三节说，如果我们把这个浊环放在马嘴里面，就能够叫它顺服、调动全身了。
In verse 3 it says, Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body.
不晓得我们有没有骑过马。
And I don't know if anyone of us has ridden on a horse before.
如果有机会去学一下应该是不错的。
And if you have ever had a chance, it's a really good thing to learn.
骑马最重要就是拉着那个绳子把那个马嘴控制住。
And when you ride on a horse, it is important to put bits in the horse's mouth.
你要拉它右它就往右拉它左它就往左。
And this way we can control which direction they turn to.
两只一起拉它就停下来。
And if you pull both sides, it will make them stop.
那你控制它的嘴你就可以控制全身。
If you control its mouth, then you can control their whole body.
我们有时候就是控制了不了嘴所以控制不了全身。
And very often, it is because we cannot control our mouths that in turn we cannot control our bodies.
我们看看啊，其实言语真的影响我们很大。
And if we look closely, we can see speech truly affects us greatly.
我们看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
撒母耳记下的第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下的第二章。
2 Samuel chapter 2.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
亚尼尔对约亚说，让少年人起来在我们面前戏耍吧。约亚说，可以。
Verse 14, then Abner said to Joab, let the young men now arise and compete before us. And Joab said, let them arise.
这个故事是记载有两批人马，他们本来是不怎么在友善的，不怎么友好的关系。
And here it describes two groups of people, and in the very beginning they were not friendly.
一对的就是扫罗的这个将军的后代，那个亚尼尔。
And one group belongs to the Abner, who was a follower of King Saul.
另外一对的就是大卫的将军约亚。
And the other one belongs to the commander of David, Joab.
他们两对其实都常常都已经关系都很紧张了。
And originally, there were tension between these two groups.
这个时候呢，扫罗呢刚刚战死沙场。
And when this event happened, Saul had just died in the battlefield.
大家呢还为这个事情呢哀伤了一段时间。
And people mourn for this.
这个时候呢，他们在一起刚好就碰到。
And this time they met with each other.
那个亚尼尔呢就跟约亚说了。
And Abner said to Joab,
来吧，让少年人玩一玩。
And he suggested to Joab, let the young men now arise and compete.
所谓的玩一玩就是要比武了，要打架。
And to say compete, meaning that they need to battle against each other.
想说看看谁的军队里面的勇士比较厉害。
And they want to compete to see which army has the better soldiers.
他就讲出这种比赛的这种挑衅的话。
And he's trying to make them want to fight against
each other. 约亚也不落后啊，说你要说打架打就打，怕什么？
And Joab said, let them arise.
结果就派人出来了。
And so they sent out the young men.
每边派十二个人出来。
And from each side they sent 12 men.
12 fighters.
12 fighters.
所以这个一打了都控制不了。
And so once they started this competition,they weren't able to stop it.
越打了就越厉害。
And the more that they fought against each other, it becomes more serious.
失控了。
And it was out of control.
后来加起来死了差不多400个人。
And in the end, the total number of men died was around 400.
约亚将军自己的弟弟也被杀了。
And Joab, his own brother, was also killed.
他本来一开始两方面只是想说戏耍戏耍玩一玩，没有什么大不了的事。
And originally, they just wanted the young men to compete before them. It wasn't a big deal.
就是一句话开始的。
However, it started with just that one phrase.
如果我们读历史我会发觉常常战争就是一句话开始的。
If we look at history, we can see that very often the starting point of a war was based on a sentence.
一句话误解了。
Maybe the sentence was misunderstood.
讲错了。
Or it was wrongly spoken.
就引起一件小的事情。
And then it caused a small event to happen.
可能是个暗杀啦，一个什么的。后来呢，失控了，哇，变世界大战了。
For example, a murder case or something small. However, in the end, it led to a great war.
人与人之间，语言真的很重要。
And between men, communication and speech is very important.
当你很想讲某一句话的时候。
And sometimes when we have the urge to say something,
你觉得不讲就不行的时候,
and we feel that if we do not speak of it, we cannot control it.
这时候我们更要想想，我真的要讲吗？讲出来的后果会怎么样？
And at that time, we need to especially think about the consequence of speaking those words.
我在另外一个地方碰到一个姐妹。
And when I was working in other place, I met the sister.
那个姐妹那个时候是她是独身，没有，她是 single, 她单身的状态。
And at that time, the sister, she was single.
但是她年纪也不小了，有四五十岁。
However, she was not young anymore. She was about 40-50 years old.
跟她比较熟了，我就问她说，你有家庭吗？
And when I become more familiar with her, I asked her, do you have family?
她说我一个人。
And she said, I'm all by myself.
我说这样子。
And I said, oh, really?
她自己就讲了。
And then she said,
她说我以前有结婚。
She said, I was married once before.
在我信主之前。
And before I came to believe in Christ,
我有一段婚姻。
I was in a marriage.
但是呢，我那个时候的个性很强。
However, at that time, my personal
在家里常常吵架。
And I often argue with my husband at home.
我都不认输。
And I never want to admit that I was wrong.
丈夫也不认输。
And my husband didn't want to admit that he was wrong.
到最后我就讲了一句。
In the end, I said this.
每天的吵架有什么意思？
I said, what's the purpose of fighting every day?
不然离婚算了。
And how, let's get a divorce.
结果丈夫就说，好啊，要离就离啊，谁怕谁？
And then the husband replied saying, okay, that's divorce. I'm not scared of this.
然后两个就去办离婚了。
And then two of them, they went on to divorce.
然后过了十年之后。
And after 10 years,
这个姐妹就回想以前这件事情。
And this sister thought back of what had happened.
想想以前吵架了是为了什么事。
She thought about what things caused them to argue.
都是那种很小的事情。
They were all very minute things.
甚至都忘记到底吵什么。
And sometimes she can't even remember what they argue about.
只记得就是每天吵架。
And she only recalled that they argue every day.
她也记得自己是说的，不然就离婚了。
And then she also remembered that she suggested that they should get a divorce.
结果丈夫也说好啊，离就离啊。
And the husband agreed to it.
结果呢，她后来信了主之后呢，就很后悔当时的冲动。
In the end, after she believed in Christ, she looked back, she regretted.
就是一句话。
And sometimes it's just that one phrase.
拉不下这个面子。
And you are not able to you want to keep your face.
或者是呢，不肯道歉。
Or you're unwilling to apologize.
所以要当完全人，不是要去哪里修行，去哪里做很伟大的工作。
Therefore, to become a perfect man doesn't mean you have to go to a certain place and cultivate yourself.
要做完全人，最简单的一个开始就是要每天想想我在讲什么话。
And to become a perfect man, one of the important things we must do daily is to think about what we have spoken.
有一个很好的方法来测验一下我们所讲的话。
And there's a very good way for us to test the things that we have spoke of.
第一，我们再想想，你讲完这句话之后，你跟别人的关系是更好的还是更差？
First, we must think about after we have spoken those words, does that improve our relationship with others?
如果你讲完出来，跟别人的关系是更紧张、更差的，很有可能这句话是你本来就不应该讲。
And if you, after you've spoken those words, if your relationship with the other person has more tension than before, then you will know that it is not something that you should have spoken.
还有我们想想，你讲的话会不会常常别人常常误会你的意思？
And let us also think about, does it happen often that whatever we speak of, people often misunderstood?
如果说我们讲话让别人常常误会了，这也是不行。
If we find that people often misunderstood what we are saying, then it is also not very good.
也会引起人家的误会。
And this will cause even more misunderstandings.
伤害彼此的关系。
And it will harm the relationships.
有一个故事这样讲。
There's a story that goes.
有一个教授他去讲课。
There's a professor, he was in his lecture.
然后他开课的时候下面才坐了很少的学生，才十几个。
And when he first began his lecture, there were only about 10 students listening.
五六十个位置只坐了那么人那么少。
And there were around 50, 60 seats in the classroom, but there were only 10 people.
他就很不满意了。
And he was very unhappy about this.
他就讲。
Then he said,
哎，怎么，该来的怎么都没来。
Then he said, how come those who should have been here is not here?
哎，下面的学生就听了。
And when the students heard this,
该来的没来，就是我们都不应该来的了。
They figured that also he said those who should have come are not here, so that means that we should not have been here.
也许我们真的是不该来了。
Then perhaps we shouldn't be here at all.
所以又走了一半。
And so half of the students left the classroom.
剩五个。
And only 5 students left.
那个教授又更迷惑了。
And the professor got even more confused.
也很生气了。
He was even more unhappy.
怎么不该走了又走了？
And he said, how come those who should not have left already?
剩下的五个想啊，他们是不该走的，那我们应该是要走了。
And so the 5 that's left think, also the ones that should not have left have already left, so we are the ones that should have left.
对，到最后全部都走了。
And so in the end, all the classroom, all the students left.
讲的人没有心呢。
And very often the person that speak of those words, they do not.
但是听的人很伤心。
They didn't say it to mean certain way. However, the person listening to it is very hurt.
所以我们不要以为说，哦，我是无心的。
So very often we think to ourselves, I did not mean to say it. I did not mean it that way.
是你误会我。
It's you that have misunderstood.
如果你老是让人家误会，就是你自己有问题。
However, if you often cause people to have misunderstandings, then that means there's something wrong with your speech.
老是让人家受伤，就是有问题。
If you often harm people with your words, then there is something wrong with your speech.
所以舌头这匹马，我们把自己这条舌头想象成一匹马。
So let's consider our own tongue as a horse.
这匹马可以破坏你的家庭。
And this horse may harm your family.
可以破坏你的婚姻。
It may harm your marriage.
可以破坏你跟别人的关系。
It may harm the relationship you have with others.
这匹马可以带你下地狱。
And this horse may bring you down to Hades.
如果你讲了一些不该讲的，常常这样子得罪神。
And if you often speak of things that you should not have spoke, and you often sin against God with your words.
谎言。
For example, lies.
闲话。
Or gossips.
仇恨的话。
Or words of hatred.
误会的话。误会的话
or dirty words.
这匹马就是野马了。
Then this is an uncontrollable, it's a wild horse.
很喜欢批评别人。
If you often like to criticize others.
很喜欢批评教会。
You like to criticize the church.
很喜欢说别人的不好。
Or you like to complain about others.
你要小心这匹野马会带你去哪里。
Then you must be alerted or be take warning what this how this wild horse may take you to.
人是会被影响的。
Because men can be affected easily.
如果常常听到负面的话,
if you often hear about negative words,
你就会成为一个负面的人,
then you will become a negative person.
如果你常常听到别人在批评别人, 你不知不觉你也会很喜欢批评别人。
If you often hear others criticize others, then you yourself will also become one that likes to criticize.
你常常喜欢听到鼓励的话, 你就会很喜欢鼓励别人。
And if you often hear words of encouragement, then you yourself will also become one that likes to encourage others.
不要让这匹马变成野马。
So let us not allow this horse to become a wild horse.
你要勒住它。
You have to control it.
改变这匹马的方向。
And to direct the way that this horse should go.
每天说正面的话。
And every day we should speak of positive words.
因为正面的话力量非常大。
Because the words of positivity is very powerful.
我们讲话有正面跟负面。
And in our speech, there are negative and positive.
你试试看，每天跟你配偶讲的话，跟你小孩讲的话，把它反正成为正面的。
Let us try this. Every day when you speak to your spouse or your children, use positive words.
我们停止指责批评。
And we stop criticizing or complaining.
要用鼓励的话。
And we use words of encouragement.
正面的话。
We use words of positive words.
当你的舌头的方向这匹马方向改变了，你的命运、你的生活就改变了。
And when we change the direction that this horse is going, then our life will also be changed.
我们的生活啊，常常不完全。
And very often our lives are incomplete.
所谓的不完全，就缺少平安、喜乐、福气。
It is incomplete because we lack a peace, a joy, and blessings.
就是因为我们的话语不完全。
And very often it is because our speech is imperfect.
教会也是一样，我们在一起。
Same with the church, we are here together.
教会要变成一个完全的教会。
We have to pursue after being a perfect church.
我们大家在一起聚会、分享、讲话，就要完全。
And in our gatherings, in our speech, we must speak of good words.
要彼此的鼓励。
And we need to encourage each other.
因为大家一个礼拜来一次敬拜神。
Because we're here once a week to worship God.
就是为了要得造就嘛。
And the purpose of us being here is to be cultivated.
不然为什么我们要来？
To be edified.Or else, why do we come here?
我们要敬拜神，得造就。
And we must worship God and be edified.
听道理的时候要得到造就。
And when we listen to sermons, we must be edified.
听完道理的，在吃饭的时候，大家聊天，也要得到造就。
And after the sermons concludes, when we go downstairs for meal, our speech, when we talk, should also be edified.
如果有人一直跟你讲负面的话，
If a person continues to talk to you about negative things,
你就会心情就会软弱。
Then this will cause your faith to become weak.
我们就说不要讲负面的话。
Therefore, we should encourage each other not to speak negative things.
正面的话语的力量，要互相的鼓励。
We need to encourage each other with positive words.
这样子的话，我们的信心就会建立起来。
In this way, we can build up each other's faith.
所以啊，我们的命运其实决定在我们的舌头。
Therefore, our fate is also decided by our own tongues.
你得了多少的恩典，也在乎你的舌头。
And how much blessings we receive also is decided by our tongue.
所以圣经说，生死在舌头的权下。
And therefore, the Bible tells us that the issue of life and death is dependent on our tongue.
所以让我们一起来追求话语上的完全。
And therefore, let us pursue after perfection in our speech.
怎么追求话语的完全？
What does it mean to have perfection in speech?
我们看那个诗篇。
Let's turn to a good book of Song.
十七篇。
Song chapter 17.
第三节。
Verse 3.
十七篇第三节。
Psalm 17 verse 3.
你已经试验我的心，你在夜间鉴察我，你熬炼我却没有找着什么，我立志在我口中没有过失。
Verse 3, you have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and have found nothing. I purpose that my mouth shall not transgress.
这里说要怎么样来在语言上追求完全。
Here it teaches us how to pursue after perfection in speech.
这要常常试验自己啊。
That we must often test our heart.
想想，哎，我这句话该讲吗？
Let us consider the words that we have spoken.
讲了之后什么后果？
What are the consequences after we speak?
常常试验自己的心。
We have to test our hearts.
有一些东西如果连想都不应该想的，就不会讲出来。
And some things, if we are not supposed to even think about it, then we will never say out loud.
你不会想，你当然不会讲。
If you are not supposed to think of it, then of course you will not speak of it.
你心里不骂人，嘴巴怎么会骂人？
If in your heart you don't yell at others, then there's no way you will yell at people physically.
你对这种是是非非的闲话没兴趣，你怎么会去传闲话？
And if you're uninterested in all the gossips, then there's no way for you to pass around gossips.
嘴巴只是表面，心才是关键。
Therefore, mouth is only on the surface. However, what's in your heart is the most important.
要试炼你在神面前。
So we have to test our heart in front of God.
叫你口中立志，然后要立志，叫口中没有过失。
And we must purpose that our mouths shall not transgress.
主啊，你帮助我。
That we ask the Lord to help us.
再来，我们看箴言的第十章。
And let's also turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言的第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言的第十章第十九节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19.
多言多语，难免有过，禁止嘴唇，是有智慧。
Verse 19, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise.
啊，这里说啊，多言多语，难免有过。
Here it says, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking.
谁比较会讲错话呢？
And who are the people who often speaks of wrong things?
很会讲话的人，口才好的人。比较容易讲错话，因为他们很爱讲话。
And those who are eloquent or those who likes to speak, those are the ones that sin more often.
多讲就多错。
In multitude of words, sin is not lacking.
多讲了一句出来了，不多出来的，把别人的秘密讲了出来了。
And for example, you speak of something extra and you reveal someone's secret.
啊，把不该讲那句也讲了出来了。
And you say of things that you should not have spoken.
讲多了就错多了。
So in multitude of words, sin is not lacking.
所以要灵修，我就学习安静。
Therefore, we must have this spiritual cultivation to remain silent.
没有需要讲了，就不要讲。
To remain quiet, and if you're not supposed to say it, then you don't.
他在很兴奋的时候讲了，你要小心。那兴奋，大家东一句西一句，那时候你自己要小心，你没有参与。
And sometimes in excitement, we also speak of things that we should not have spoken.
很生气的时候，小心。
And when we are feeling very angry, let us also be careful.
这个就是要在话语上追求完全。
Therefore, this is what it means to pursue after perfection in speech.
主耶稣在世上的时候，
when Jesus Christ was in this world,
讲的话不是很多。
He didn't speak of many things.
但是每一句话都有很深远的影响。
However, everything that he spoke of has a very deep meaning.
最有需要的时候。
And when he spoke of things are in time of need.
讲到问题的重点。
And he will point directly to the cause of the problem.
然后给人家亮光。
And his speech also give other people light.
给人家盼望。
And give others hope.
所以主耶稣是完全人。
Therefore, Jesus Christ is perfect.
那我们也要下学习主耶稣。
Therefore, we must be like Jesus.
再来我们来看一点。
Let's also look at second point.
我们看诗篇一百零一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 101.
第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇一百零一篇的第二节。
Psalm 101, verse 2.
我要用智慧行完全的道，你几时到我这里来呢？我要存完全的心行在我家中。
I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
这里是大卫的诗。
Here is a psalm written by David.
大卫他这个人一生呢，他被称为合神心意的人。
David, through his life, he was called the one after God's heart.
那我们来看大卫的一生，他有没有犯错？
So let us look at the life of David. Did he sin?
他也曾经有犯错。
He sinned as well.
还有他的错呢，还不少。
And his iniquities are not few.
在他最软弱的时候。
During his weakest time.
曾经犯了奸淫。
He committed adultery.
为了要 掩盖自己的罪。
And because he wanted to cover his transgress.
也曾经借刀杀人。
He also used another man's knife to kill, to murder someone.
所以他的行为上，如果以他整体一辈子来说，是有很大的污点。
Therefore, if we take a look at his life completely, then we will see that there are blemishes.
但是为什么在圣经里面？
However, how come in the Bible?
神整体来说还是喜欢大卫的。
God overall was pleased with him.
因为他犯了错之后，有一颗完全的心要悔改自己的罪。
Because after David has sinned, he wholeheartedly repented for his sin.
他要改过自己的错误。
He wanted to change his wrongdoing.
这个就是完全的心了。
Therefore, this is what it means to have a perfect heart.
所以第二节这里大卫说。我要用智慧行完全的道。
So here David says, I will behave wisely in a perfect way.
你什么时候到我这里来呢？
Oh, when will you come to me?
我传完全的心行在我家中。
I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
一个人什么时候会走差？
When will a person walk astray?
这是他心中忘记神的道的时候。
It is the time when he forgets about the word of God.
如果被欲望蒙蔽了，
If his heart is misled by his desires,
被罪蒙蔽了，
or his heart is covered or misled by sin,
被仇恨蒙蔽了，
or misled by hatred,
那他的心就会走错，
then his heart will walk astray.
所以我们要做完全人。
Therefore, we must be pursued after being a perfect man.
我们要学习这一节所说的。
We need to learn from this word, this verse.
要在神面前存一个完全的心。
That before God, we must have a perfect heart.
什么叫完全的心呢？
What does it mean to have a perfect heart?
这是我们的思想。
It is our thoughts.
我们弟兄姐妹大家坐在这边都是有思想的人。
And every brothers and sisters sitting here, we all have our own thinking.
如果我们坐这边有在听道理的话，
If while we sit here, we are listening to the sermon,
基本上我们在接受一种从神的话语来的思想。
And basically, we are receiving a type of thinking that's coming from God.
这种思想呢是很特别的。
And this type of thinking is very special.
跟你在社会上接触的不一样。
And it is something totally different from what we experience in the society.
社会上的思想就告诉你说，哦，你要追求越多的东西越好。
And in the society, it teaches us to pursue after the more things, the merrier.
满足自己的欲望。
And we must fulfill our own desires.
但是神的道理跟的思想都不一样。
However, God's words and God's thinking is different.
神的道告诉你。
God's word will teach you.
要约束自己。
And we must control ourselves.
要满足，要感恩。
And we must be content and be thankful.
要过圣洁的生活。
We have to pursue to live a holy life.
基本上什么叫做信主？
Therefore, what does it mean to believe in God?
信主就是要用神的话来改变我们的思想。
And believing in God means that we use the thinking of God to transform ourselves.
把不完全的部分把它改正。
And we get rid of or we change the wrong things that are in our hearts.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
邪僻的事我都不摆在我眼前，悖逆人所做的事我甚恨恶，不容站在我身上。
3. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me.
弯曲的心事我必远离，一切的恶人我不认识。
A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness.
在暗中裁判他邻居的我必将他灭绝，眼目高傲的心里骄纵的我必不容他。
Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure.
第六节。
6.
我眼要看国中的诚实人，叫他们与我同住，行为完全的他要伺候我。
My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell within me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me.
所以这个就是大卫他追求的心了。
So this is the type of heart David pursued after.
有时候我们在生活上常常想一个问题。
And very often in our lives we consider this issue.
我在想什么？
What am I thinking about?
我们常常都在想东西，但是会常常会忘记我在想什么，为什么我会这样想？
And very often we are thinking of something, but we also need to consider why and what are we thinking of.
有时候心里很愤怒。
And very often in our hearts we are angry.
控制不了自己。
And we cannot control ourselves.
很想报仇。
And we want to repay that person.
很想反击。
And we want to attack back.
像别人开车的时候冒犯了我们。
Like when we are driving, someone caused us to be angry.
哇，你很生气啊。
And you are very angry about it.
你很想骂。
And you really want to scream at that person.
你想踩油门，给他冲前去挑，跟他挑战。
And you want to step on the gas and try to pass that person.
这个时候停下来想一想。
And at those times, we can stop and think.
我心里在想什么？
What is in our heart?
为什么那么生气？
Why am I so angry?
主啊，你帮助我的心要完全。
Lord, please help my heart to become perfect.
心中一直念哈利路亚。
In our hearts, let's continue to say hallelujah.
让我心安静下来。
Lord, please calm my heart.
这个心在神面前要得到完全。
And so our heart in front of God must be perfect.
遇到试探引诱的时候，
When we face temptations,
你告诉自己你在想什么？
We ask ourselves, what are you thinking about?
为什么你会有这样的想法？
Why do you have such thoughts?
这种意念是不好的。
And this type of thinking is wrong.
求主耶稣改变你的心思意念。
And may the Lord Jesus Christ change our heart.
所以我们常常想，我到底心里在想什么？
Therefore, let us often consider, what am I thinking in my heart?
我想的是主耶稣要我想的吗？
Is what I'm thinking right now, what Lord Jesus wants me to think about?
如果一个人常常读圣经，
If a person reads the Bible often,
常常听道理,
often listens to sermons,
他的思想会慢慢改变, 变得很正面,
then his thinking will slowly transform and become very positive,
变得很光明,
and become full of light,
还变得很平安,
and become very peaceful.
所以我们来看腓立比书,
therefore let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章,
Philippians chapter 3,
三章十二节,
chapter 3 verse 12.
腓立比书三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12。
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力的追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that of for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
所以保罗在追求完全。
Here Paul is attaining perfection.
他在写腓立比书的时候已经很完全了。
When he was writing the book of Philippians, he was already very perfect.
但是他说我还没有完全。
However, he said, I have not attained perfection yet.
弟兄姐妹，我们想想，我们信主几年了？
Brothers and sisters, let us consider how many years we have believed in Christ.
从信主第一天到现在，你的个性也没有改变。
From the first day that we believe in Christ.Until now, have our personalities changed?
你的婚姻有没有改变？
And has our marriage changed?
你的家庭有没有改变？
Has our family changed?
你跟儿女的关系有没有改变？
Has our relationship with our child changed?
你自己心里有没有改变？
And has our heart changed?
如果是越来越好的话，
If it's becoming better and better,
感谢主，你的方向对了。
Thank the Lord, you're going in the right direction.
继续往那个方向。
You continue striving forward in the same direction.
到最后就像天父完全。
In the end, you shall be perfect like our Heavenly Father.
如果都没有，
If it is unchanged,
不是主耶稣的问题。
Then it is not a problem with God.
不是信仰的问题。
It is not a problem with faith.
不是圣经的问题。
It is not the problem of the Bible.
是我们自己的问题。
It is our own problem.
没有追求。
Because we are not pursuing.
所以我发觉今天在我们这个社会最大的对信仰最大的挑战是什么？
I realized that one of the biggest challenges for our faith today.
太安逸了，生活太安逸。
Is that our lives are too smooth.
大家很追求物质的生活的进步。
That we really pursue after a better life.
物质上。
Or physically.
但是常常忘记追求完全。
However, we often forget to pursue after perfection.
我们常常在意我们的家装修的漂不漂亮。
And we often care a lot about how to renovate our homes.
我们忘记我们的心漂不漂亮。
And then, however, we forget to renovate our own hearts.
我们常常在意我们的家大不大。
And we often care how big our home is.
但是我们忘记我们的心胸大不大。
However, we forget to consider is our heart very big and open.
所以我们求主耶稣给我们追求完全的心。
Therefore, we ask our Lord Jesus Christ to give us a heart to pursue after perfection.
我们早上先讲到这里。
And this morning, I will conclude here.
唱诗435。
Let's sing hymn 435.